Overseas now to St. Louis, Missouri, where police fired tear gas and stun grenades at protesters in the suburb of Ferguson as violence erupted again last night. Missouri's Governor Jay Nixon yesterday lifted a curfew as National Guard troops were deployed. The violence has followed the shooting dead of the unarmed black teenager Michael Brown by police 10 days ago. He was shot 6 times, twice in the head. The Reverend Dr. F. Willis Johnson is a senior pastor at Wellspring Church in Ferguson. He's been telling me about how he and other community leaders are trying to respond to the crisis.
We're trying to provide an alternative to the disturbance and a healthy distraction to not only encourage the young people, but even just kind of help stimulate and make sure that they're staying on track in preparation for when they do return. And we can help families, because, again, there's an element of life that has to continue. People have to go to work. We don't want to lose sight of the issue and the concern and that needs to be addressed and the loss of life and the challenges that have transpired. But, man, people got to also do what is common to life, and all of that right now for all of us is somewhat disjointed, derailed, disturbed, and that's where you kind of see an increase of frustration and fatigue.
And in that regard, there was a photograph which went around the world. It appeared first in the Washington Post of you engaging with an 18-year-old protester, Joshua Wilson, who was clearly very angry, quite an arresting image, where you were trying to, as you say, shift his energy from confrontation into conversation. You mentioned there anger and real anger amongst people in Ferguson. How receptive are they to your approaches and the initiatives of others who are trying to contain the violence and to make a point in a non-violent manner?
Well, I think young people and all people are very very receptive and very much want to be heard. They want to be helped. They want to be empowered. Despite however you interpret them personally, there are a series of things across the board that are viewed or felt to be over time disempowering, and so we're struggling and striving together to discern that, whether that's the authorities, the police, and civil servants who are trying to figure out what's the best way not only to have crowd control and to subdue some of the violent or tenuous and criminal activity that's going on, but then even us who are in the community, the citizens. I mean, people are raising or doing these acts of majority of folks, civil disobedience, respectful objection and protest, as some will define it, and they're doing it so that we can move to the conversation, the conversations that will hopefully not only get answers to this problem, but move us to formulating and constructive work and solutions. The difficulty in that is that even when you raise questions and have conversation, a lot of us have expectations that may be viewed differently in terms of the expediency of the process or what's the end result.
And I suppose a key issue as well, Reverend, is whether or not people feel they are being heard. The White House, the indications are it's stepping up its engagement. The AG, Eric Holder, is to arrive in Ferguson tomorrow. Do you think President Barack Obama has been sufficiently engaged in the crisis?
My personal opinion is that I believe he has. He is deploying the resources and appropriate persons. That's my opinion. This is a responsibility and a work that is going to be carried out in great level once, quote-unquote, the dust kind of settles by the men and women who are here. We have to learn and work to not only just love each other, but be cooperative in that work with each other, both internally and externally. And we've just got to cease not only the oppositional fire, whatever that may be, whatever side you stand on, but even the internal, because right now where we're at, we are so frustrated, so fatigued as a community, so tired and tried that I'm fearful at times. None of us are thinking clearly and truthfully. There is not just one answer to this problem.
And that was the Reverend Willis Johnson speaking to us from Missouri a short time ago.